From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey everyone, it's Billy. And before we start the show today, I want to take a moment and acknowledge the weight sitting on our community this week. If you've been listening to the Gay PHX stream, you know that it's been an emotional, complicated, and powerful stretch. A mix of pride, grief, resilience, frustration, and joy. We just came off an incredible pride experience. Palm Springs was glowing. The parade, the pride monument, the huge Ferris wheel lighting up the whole city. It felt like standing inside of a rainbow that was alive. But then, on the other end of the spectrum, we saw that queer street art display was vandalized. We were reminded once again that people still want to try and erase us the second we make something beautiful. And that's why GayPHX exists, because visibility still matters, because presence still matters, because nobody else is going to tell our stories with honesty, so we have to do it ourselves. And if you caught this week's stream message, you heard me talk about how important it is to show up for our trans family right now. And this week, Phoenix has two major events that require community presence. The Trans Day of Remembrance on November 20th at 6 p.m. at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, 100 West Roosevelt Street in Phoenix. It's a vigil to honor the trans, non-binary, and gender-expansive lives taken by violence, powerful, grounding, and necessary. And then the very next night, Trans Day of Celebration, November 21st at 7 p.m., Newtown Saloon. That's at 500 West Camelback Road in Phoenix, hosted by AWL, that's the Arizona Women of Leather, a full night of trans-led kink demos, bootblacks, raffles, DJ, hanky code education, free pizza, jello shots, and a portion of the proceeds go to PFLAG to help them rebuild their Phoenix presence. And while that's happening, the leather world is wide awake too. AML and Anvil is getting ready for Leather and Skin Weekend. Kink demos with Wayne Bronner, Leather Rob from Palm Springs, the Mark of the Daddy Tattoo Contest, vendors, the Leather Swap Meet, Boot Blacks, and the Sausage Fest, most importantly, $1 hot dogs and brats. No cover, just Leather Family doing what Leather Family does best, showing up, educating, supporting, and keeping the culture alive. I said it on the stream, and I'll say it again here. Queer Phoenix is busy, Queer Phoenix is alive, Queer Phoenix is doing the work, even when the world tries to push back. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for helping us build something that refuses to erase anyone. All right, let's get to it. Here's Brian with this week's Hot 3.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 it's Desert Den Daddy Brian. Desert is hot. The men are hotter. The crowd feels a little horny this week. Trust me, you're in the right place. From the shadows of the radio towers, welcome to Brian's Hot 3, where queer chaos meets community magic, where the drinks flow like lube at a leather bar, and where we celebrate everything that struts, wiggles, wags, or growls. This week, we've got pups on parade, beards that demand worship, and a Sunday disco so smooth it'll make your hips file a complaint. So towel off, daddy's talking, let's dive paw first into this week's Hot 3. Hot pick number one is the Paws for Patriots Pup Pageant at Paddo's Bunkhouse Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. It's pups, it's pageantry, it's pure queer chaos. The Paws for Patriots Pup Pageant brings together actual pups, leather pups, furry pups, twink pups. If it wags, struts, or wears a tail, it belongs here. There is a $10 entry per pup. Sign up is at 1:30. Four-legged pups will be on the stage at 2, and two-legged pups will be there at 3 p.m. Categories, we have presentation and creative wear. Bring your best, bring your weirdest, bring your tail plug if it matches your harness. Hosted by Sir P. Nate Prin Royal this afternoon is the perfect blend of charity, community, and unapologetic kink. And yes, the beer tenders will pet you if you ask nicely. Hot pick number two, it's all about the beards at Paddo's Bunkhouse. Saturday, November 22nd at 9 p.m. Beards, here. Beard lovers, here. Men with enough facial fuzz to start a wildfire? Well, absolutely here. It's All About the Beards is a night for men who groom, grow, stroke, and show. A celebration about beards, by beards, and for the beards. Strut your whiskers, fluff your follicles, work your fuzz. All proceeds from the show, plus Malon's Chinese raffle and jello shots, go towards AGRA royalty for this year's competition sashes. Support your local queens, support the local kings, support local beard glitter. Hot pick number 3 is Vintage at Paddle's Bunkhouse, Sunday, November 23rd at 1 p.m. Sunday service will make it queer, disco, and dripping in soul. Marcos Moreno and Danny G transform the afternoon into a shimmering disco daydream. Slow hips, warm vocals, glitter dust in the air, and beer tenders delivering drinks as smooth as velvet on the tongue. It's a perfect Sunday reset. It's a retro groove with modern queer magic. Come sway, sip, sparkle, and let the afternoon carry you somewhere soft. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, thanking you for every wag, whisker, wink, and wild moment we share in this desert of ours. This community is built on love, laughter, and a whole lot of loud nights. And you are the spark that keeps the valley growing. We don't have a transmitter, we don't have a big broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So keep wagging, keep stroking, keep swaying, and keep celebrating one another, from pups to beards to disco kings. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Have you ever ordered a harness online only to realize when you get it that it's basically a rubber band with a dream? Yeah, we've all been there. Are you ready to turn heads? Your new favorite harness or accessory is right at your fingertips. At strapupcustomgear.com, you're in control. Think of it as the Build-A-Bear of fetish wear, only sweatier, sexier, and way more fun. You pick the style of harness or accessory, the colors, patterns, and the hardware. You can make it subtle, make it loud, make it you. Every harness is handmade to your specifications, fully adjustable, animal-free, and pool-safe, because you deserve gear that can keep up in and out of the spotlight, the pool, or the bedroom. With inclusive sizing from extra small all the way to 6X, we've got you covered with countless options that pop harder than your ex's jealousy. Whether you're serving looks at Pride, dancing in the club, or just doing laundry in full fantasy, you deserve better than a cookie-cutter harness. So it's time for you to build a baddie, not a basic. Handmade in Denver. Follow us on Insta at StrapUpCustomGear and shop now at StrapUpCustomGear.com.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about HIV services. Live and love stigma-free of HIV. Today's world, HIV is very treatable and preventable. So in my opinion, fighting stigma of people living with HIV and testing for HIV is the first step. Whether testing for the first time or living with HIV, care and support are available throughout Phoenix. Share this message with your friends and family. And let them know you'll be there for them no matter what. HIV testing is quick, free, and confidential, and results can come in just minutes. And if someone tests reactive for HIV, treatment helps people live a long, happy, healthy life and keeps the virus undetectable, meaning the virus can't be passed on to others sexually. We are all in this together. All over Phoenix, trusted providers are offering care, connection, and compassion without judgment. Check out the website hivaz.org for more information and to link to a provider. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
Today, we're shining the light on a woman reviving one of Arizona's most vital leather legacies. It takes guts, heart, and a whole lot of love to rebuild a community from the ground up. And this guest is doing exactly that. From reconnecting with history and creating a future that's inclusive, educational, and proudly kinky, this story is about rebirth, resilience, and respect. Please welcome to the rainbow tinted microphone, Lilith Lyell with Arizona Women of Leather.
Go ahead, man. Yeah.
Oh, Lilith, thank you for joining me tonight. So how has been the restarting of Arizona Women of Leather going so far?
It's been a lot of fun. There's been a lot of events that we've participated in, a lot of volunteer opportunities too. We've seen some members come and go, and we're still fairly small, but we got some big things coming up, and hopefully that'll draw in more attention.
Excellent. And for listeners who may not know, what is Arizona Women of Leather, and what role has it played in our community recently?
Arizona Women of Leather is a women's organization. It's a safe haven for women. It's a place for us to do our things. There's a sisterhood there, in the same way that men find brotherhood in places like AML.
And what's been the most rewarding part about pulling this back together?
I met some amazing people doing this, and just the overall atmosphere is a lot of fun. A lot of times I'll do BDSM demos, and that's a lot of fun. I get to introduce people to new things.
And you participate in like the Chrome Nights over at Bunkhouse, I assume?
Oh, I've done demos over at Chrome, done demos over at Bunkhouse, done some at the Anvil. Sure, I might be forgetting. So I actually did some demos over at Palm Springs, where you're at right now.
Oh, yes, over at Dick's when we had the leather crossover event. That was very fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
What kind of feedback or energy have you felt from the wider leather and kink community?
Acceptance. Yeah, I'd say like when I'm at a male-dominated space, say the Anvil, sometimes some of the non-leather gay folk will have issue with me being there, but none of the gay leather folk ever have a problem. And in fact, one time I even eavesdropped on a conversation where there was like a gay leather person and a gay non-leather person talking. The non-leather person was like, "Ugh, why is there a woman here?" And then the leather guy just looked at him, pan-faced, "Dude, she's leather. This is a leather bar."
Right. That just is, it makes me laugh so I don't cry, because I don't understand when we have these weird, "you don't belong here." Our spaces are supposed to be open and free to people. Again, like you're saying, it's a leather, but is the accoutrement. So if you're there in it, then that's why you're there.
Yeah.
How are you?
I can understand like why the non-leather gays feel that way, because maybe they don't really think of the Anvil as a leather bar. They just think of it about their gay bar where they can go to cruise and a woman kills everybody's boner.
I would say straight women are the ones that kill boners because they act a certain way in a gay bar when I say this. So I don't know if I'm getting a lot of hate mail for this, but
the fag hag.
Leather women are not, even if they're straight, they're not what I mean by an annoying straight Karen, for lack of a better term, I'll say. And I say that with great love because one of my best friends is named Karen. So that's what I see being a boner killer. The leather women that I've seen at the leather bar are respectful. They know what's happening in different places, and they go places where they're comfortable, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it kills the vibe of it. I love seeing you guys there. It brings joy to me to see this group come back. The more our community comes together, the better I think we are all off. I knew I can get that out there. And this also leads into the acceptance of trans people and how some people are trying to divide the trans from us, which really infuriates me. And on that note, we've got the Trans Day coming up. But let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So November 20th, there's a vigil being held. I've been encouraging people to go, encouraging our community to mourn those we've lost. And then the following day, November 21st, AWOL is going to throw a Trans Day of Celebration. And while we mourned the people we lost yesterday, on that day, we're going to celebrate the people that are still alive. And we're doing that by having a bunch of transgender tops doing various kink demos. We're also donating a portion of our proceeds to PFLAG. They've done a lot of great work for the queer community, and due to the current political climate, are shifting their attention to focus on trans issues. They used to have a physical building here in Phoenix, but they're reopening. They're trying to get their foothold, and hopefully the donation we give them helps get them back.
So where they had federal funding and then this administration took that away. Is that what happened, basically?
I don't know why the Phoenix chapter temporarily closed. Okay. I'm just happy that they're bringing it back.
Got it. Understood. And Phoenix is a story of rebirth. And where is this happening at? Both events on the 20th and the 21st.
Transit Celebration, November 21st, 7 p.m., Newtown Saloon. And the Trans Day of Remembrance, Vigil and Celebration, November 20th, 6 p.m., vigil at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral.
You have an address for that by chance?
West Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll send that to you.
Excellent. Oh, I know right where that is. I know which church that is. Okay. And what time is that again? On the 20th?
6 p.m.
And what can people expect on the celebration day? What are the different events that are going to be happening?
On the celebration day, like I said before, we've got kink demonstrations by local trans tops. We've got trans-led bootblack services. We got a hanky code education table. We're going to be having three different raffles going on simultaneously. Newtown donated to us a gift basket. We're going to be raffling that off. We're doing a 50-50 cash raffle. And we're doing a raffle for a $400 gift card to Coven. That's a queer tattoo shop.
Ooh.
And we're going to have a live DJ. We're going to have free pizza. And Newtown donated Jello Shots to our cause. So we're going to be selling Jello Shots there.
Excellent. That's great. Well, for folks that were a part of AOL in the past that may hear this, what's your message to them as they see the group coming back?
We got a lot of good things coming. Like, we talked to Boycott. We're talking about having our meetings there and then our club nights there. Our club night, I want it to be really like fun and lively. That's something that you could want to come check out. I think they'd be proud of all the stuff that we have accomplished despite our small numbers. Yeah, that's what I have to say to them.
And if someone wants to join, what's like a first event or social or meetup that they can come meet the group?
I would say come join us at our meeting and we can give you a rundown on what our rules are and what our expectations are. Every now and again, we'll get someone who is fairly new to leather. And so we got to teach them the culture, teach them how to wear certain things, how to take care of leather, all of that. It's beginner friendly.
And how do you balance the heritage of what was and traditions with a fresh direction that you're bringing in?
A lot of the leather maintenance, like we're talking like conditioning, not putting it on the fucking floor, keeping your boots polished. Yeah. And the volunteer work that we do as well, because leather is service. It could be anything from like setting up chairs, taking them down, laying out food, whatever.
And what does support from the broader LGBTQ+ and leather communities look like? And what would be most helpful right now?
Yeah, showing up, participating in our raffles, learning about the hanky code, come up and watch our tops do their thing. Just being there and being positive. Come into one of our events. Don't be a dick to trans people. Right. Don't be a dick to anybody.
Don't be a dick is a just nice general encompassing message I like to give out to the general public. When you picture AWOL a year from now, what do you hope the community sees when they look your way?
A year from now, I would like for our size to double. I'd like someone to see a cohesive group that pulls off a lot of large scale events. And I also want to promote a lot of education. Like, I'd like for there to be classes on various kink techniques. We're in a consent class. There's a lot of things in the works right now that we look forward to people seeing a year from now.
Excellent. And finally, where can listeners follow and support you online as the Arizona Women of Leather continue its new beginnings?
Yeah, they could find us on Instagram. They could find us on Pet Life. We technically have Facebook, but the last time I tried logging in for that Facebook, it gave us problems.
Okay.
So I don't think that Facebook is usable anymore.
Maybe when I get back to town, I can try and help you with the Facebook stuff. I'm pretty good at navigating that. So we'll take a look at that. And then you said on FetLife?
Yeah, and on FetLife, let me get the name. It's on our business card. All right, so our FetLife, A, the Women of Leather, all lowercase. And then on Instagram, it's Arizona Women of Leather, all lowercase. And they can also email us at arizonawomenofleather@gmail.com. Yeah, I wanted to speak for a bit about the trans experience. You helped me cover the last few points, but I want to talk about that.
Sure, go ahead and expand, and I'll fill in there.
But there's a lot of good things that came out of it, more bad things that came out of it, to be honest with you. It's not fun being trans. I could do my best to try and keep it positive and talk about all the success I've had because I'm lucky enough to pass.
Yeah, but that's not the reality. The reality is what it is, and that's what we really focus on. So please feel free to share more. It doesn't all have to be positive, but it all has to be your experience and what you really went through. So that's what matters, is the truth.
I think a lot of the plight that I experience as a trans woman is very similar to things that I've heard from the rest of the trans community. Like, I've lost all but one family member. I've been threatened. I've been thrown out. I've been in a poly situation. There are situations where the trans person is deemed less valuable because that person cannot carry that person's offspring. And I found myself in that position. There's the discomfort with one's own body, which, you know, could barely even scratch the surface on what's happening. On top of that, a lot of people hurling insults in a way meant to pick at those insecurities. So what they're saying hurts, but also the fact that they want to hurt me in itself hurts.
100%. That's why I say I don't understand someone in our community not understanding the plight of what trans person goes through. We know what it's like to not be accepted, so why can we not empathize more? Mm-hmm. Are they afraid? Are they confused? I don't understand. That's where I don't understand. I don't understand why anyone would want to turn on any part of our community.
I think it's a matter of I got mine, crabs in a bucket.
I don't understand that mentality. You know, I've heard of it, but I don't understand it. I do know what you mean, but it's not something that I can say that I understand, if that makes sense. Because we all, again, it's a community. We all need to be rallying together right now. We need to be protecting our trans brothers and sisters right now. We need to be standing up for them because they are being attacked. And if we don't stand up for them now, when will we?
The old poem, first they came for the communists. And
right.
I did nothing for the wasn't a communist.
Yeah, we were saying that last year, that this was going to be coming. And despite us saying that, people still voted the way they did. And so it angers me when I see these people like, oh, you know, that's not true. You were purposefully ignorant. And I never want anyone to suffer. And it's really unfortunate that they too now are suffering. And they are now seeing, in some respects, because I know some people still believe in Dear Leader. And it's just insane because I never thought that would happen here. That's been the biggest disappointment, is that I never thought we had this many stormtroopers, for the lack of a better terminology. People of weak mind. That
you mean bootlicker?
That too. But because I'm a geek nerd, a stormtrooper, and the fact that they were all clones, they're not thinking for themselves. They just follow orders, regardless of what the order is. this whole ice thing and putting a mask on and thinking like, oh, this is cool. This is how in your right mind does any of that make sense? How does putting a face mask on so that you can go bully our own citizens, regardless of sexual orientation at this stage, regardless of anything, even regardless of race at this point? They shot a priest in the back of the head with a sandbag.
That's fucked. I saw that clip.
I know that wasn't necessarily the point of our interview, but I go back to the question that I have been afraid to ask. At what point does it become, does he and these believers become a domestic enemy? He's not doing things for the people.
I think the second Americans are going to start, and I think Americans already have started treating it like that. We've already seen a lot of people protesting ICE and doing various different things to slow down their process.
So while I've been disappointed, I have faith that politics is a pendulum and it swings back. And when it swings back, it's going to swing back hard the other direction. And we have to revel in that. And then we have to try and remind people that this prosperity can continue on if we quit swinging back. If we swing so far over that enough people realize this is the way it should be, we could let go of the past. We could make that pendulum stop swinging back the other way. I believe that is my faith in America and the people around us. And sometimes it's hard. Some days it's really hard. But doing this podcast, doing the station, meeting the people in our community, that's what gives me faith. Those are the people that I count on. And that's why I said we've got to all rally around together. We're all like-minded individuals. Come on, let's build a rallying point.
Oh, yeah. And I'm actually really glad you brought up politics, because aside from trans people dealing with personal issues and then familial issues and then like just interacting with other humans issues, on a legislative level, there are states trying to like literally write us, define us out of existence.
Right.
And that's a really scary thing to see. I hate to say it, but like, I really do believe that we're seeing the early stages of a genocide.
Potentially. And the last election and the amount of Democratic wins gives me faith. The problem is I don't know if I'm going to have faith in an election in 12 months. So I feel that we have 12 months. The clock is ticking. We have 12 months to get our act together as a community, to pull together, to try and inform the rest of the people and re-educate them. We are not the enemy. We are you. We are your family members. We, the melting pot. Remember that? I don't know when the melting pot became bad.
And in that spirit, our Trans Day of Celebration, part of the hope is that by creating these positive experiences with the wider public and trans people, it doesn't become some other that gets memed on.
It's right.
A real person that you had a really good time with, and these fascists are attacking these group of people that I had a lot of fun with. You know what I mean?
Normalizing, being a part of, that's why it's important that people come out and are supportive, because being seen, being a part of it, even if that's all you do is just be seen, that matters more than I ever realized. Yeah, I encourage everyone to come out and support our trans brothers and sisters. The memorial on the 20th at the church. What's the address again? Off of Roosevelt, like First Avenue? Not even First Avenue.
I checked it, Jim. Pull it up. 100 West Roosevelt Street, Phoenix.
And then on the 21st, the memorial starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next day?
6 o'clock, vigil. And then the next day, November 21st at 7 p.m. Newtown.
What was there anything else that you wanted to add about your experience or anything else that you want to share to let people know? Again, we want to normalize the whole part of the podcast to start with was to try and help normalize these conversations so that people hear that this is how we sound when we talk to each other and it's okay. It's okay.
You know, I'd like to say that AWOL has embraced me as a woman. AWOL's very trans accepting, trans supporting, and but that's why AWOL is throwing this Trans Day of Celebration.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. It's stuff like that. That's the encouragement. to keep doing things like this. So thank you.
Yeah.
And like I said, as far as when you start to get your educational things pulled together, let me know. Let's make it into a little bit, like you give a little teaser and then say, learn more at, and then talk about your event kind of thing. If you can think of that as you start to pull together, sure. I think that would be great. And then we could have that in rotation.
I'll do that. I'll keep you in the know.
Awesome. So again, thank you for everything. I certainly appreciate you. And we look forward to being there for the Trans Remembrance, or for the, I don't know if we'll be there for the memorial. I got to double check the calendar, but I know we've definitely got the Newtown celebration. So on our list.
I look forward to seeing you there, Billy.
Another reason we love this community.
Buns are warm and the dogs are hot. The picnic dogs, the best they've got. Grab your pals, don't be late. And Roro Dog, it's a tasty day. Roro Dog, hey, serving smiles all day. Roro Dog, whoa, tastes so good you'll wanna stay. From the grill to the groove, come join the crowd. And Roro Dog, we're proud and loud. Yeah, it's Wiener Wednesday, come on down. Half off wieners all over town. Big buns, big fun, bring your friends to play. You know it's Roro.
Phoenix, get ready to feel the sparks of joy. Join the Desert Overture Wind Symphony and Desert City Jazz for a festive winter concert that will ignite your holiday spirit. Sunday, December 14th, 3 p.m., live at the Tempe Center for the Arts. It's a musical celebration with warmth, rhythm, and community, from dazzling symphonic classics to swinging jazz favorites. And here's the best part. Gay Phoenix is giving away two pairs of tickets. Enter now at gayphoenix.com for your chance to experience the season's most joyful performance. That's Sparks of Joy, December 14th, 3 p.m. at the Tempe Center for the Arts. Tickets and information at desertoverture.org or enter to win at gayphoenix.com.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all-LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean Theater Company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the episode, because that alone says a lot about who you are. The people who are actually holding this community up, you're the ones who keep Gay PHX growing while we're still building on the foundation. I talked on the stream this week about how encouraged I am about the numbers. Our daily listeners are up. Our return listeners, the people who come back multiple times a day, have jumped into strong, healthy double-digit percentages. Our average listening time is climbing. It's not dipping. And that is the clearest sign that what we're building isn't just getting attention, it's earning loyalty. And you should be proud of that, because I know I am. And as we move through Trans Remembrance and Trans Day of Celebration this week, I hope you show up, even if it's just to give an hour of your time. Your presence matters. Our trans family deserves love, support, and protection, and these two nights are the moment to show that we mean it. If you haven't tuned in to the Gay PHX stream yet, it's live 24/7 at gayphx.com, and we're on TuneIn, MyTuner, and Radio Garden. It's queer, it's local, and it's the growth that we're creating every time you listen. Thank you for supporting queer media made by us for us. Thank you for being a part of this, and thank you for helping us build something that feels like home. We'll see you next week.
Together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.